Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that will assist you in living an empowered and an authentic life. Thank you so much for joining us today. One of my favorite television shows these days is a popular reality show featuring many fantastic singers. You know, there's actually a couple of these shows. One of them I love much more than the other, but that's not what's important today, and it's not important to the tool, and you certainly didn't tune in to figure out which one I like best. But anyway, there's a lesson that goes along with this that ties in with the tool. So anyway, on this particular show, there are many really amazing voices. They just get up there and they sing their hearts out to become the champion, and I absolutely love it. Now, before you message me and call me out on this, I know that I've talked many times here on Life's Toolbox about not comparing and not competing, and I still hold true to that. This would be a show that I would watch even if there were no winners. You know, I just love the progression of the artist as they show, as they move forward along, you know, in the show with their talent, and they just kind of illuminate as individuals along the way. I love this show because the talent does shine through, even though the competition part doesn't really appeal to me. Of course, without the competition and eventual crowning of the ultimate winner and the big check and the recording contracts and all of that glory, there probably wouldn't be much of a show to watch. So in this case, I guess competition probably does serve a purpose. You know, I'm stretching a little bit. But anyway, there used to be a show when I grew up that just showcased some talent. There was no competition involved. It was almost like just a little talent show. Except there were no trophies at the end. Of course, that would not be quite so popular today, as people seem to just feed off of the competitive atmosphere of these new shows. It was nice to see people just singing for the enjoyment of it. And that brings me back to the show that I love today. You still see many of these singers experiencing joy while they're singing. Now, here's my one praise for the competition part of the show. It adds additional incentive to these singers to be their best. Now, not all people respond to this competitive incentive in a positive way, though. Unfortunately, many people see being their best as being something other than their authentic selves. The competition requires that one thing is good and the other is not, or at least that one is better than the other. I don't like that part of the competition. These singers do not have to be identified as good or bad. They are still amazing vocal performances available, even if the so-called best is never named. They do not have to line up and be numbered from best to worst. But again, the show would not be as popular or even still on the air without that competition portion. So everyone in the lineup, excuse me, that's on this television, they're stars in their own right. They have unique talents and abilities, and they have come to the show to share what they have. Now, I'm not naive enough to believe that these performers are up there just looking to showcase themselves. They are looking to win. I know that. I'm sure that they all want to be a champion, and that is how the show and the tool for day come together. And they do tie together here in just a moment. The competition on this show and the coaches all do an excellent job of not creating a lack of anything for the singer. They don't take away from what the singer has to offer. They actually add to it. I say there's no lack. There's no lack until we get to the point where the people start voting on it, and then there's a lack of votes for some of them. But that's neither here nor there as far as today's Life's Toolbox is all about. The singers on this show are all there to showcase their own individual voice and talent. And like I said, the show does a really good job of bringing out that individuality, allowing us to see the person behind the talent. You know, sure, there's a sense, there's a choice for the listener to make about which singer appeals to them the most, but that can be done without comparing. You know, I personally can truly appreciate each singer, and I still have a favorite. It doesn't take away from what somebody else does. I just have one that I like better than the rest. And again, this ties into the tool here in just a moment. It boils down to whose sound do you like best, not necessarily who's the most perfect singer, and that has to do with the way you relate or connect with someone. A big part of this appeal is exactly what today's tool is about. Our tool for the day is Live Beyond Performance. While we see little of these singers' lives, we still form an attachment to them. We have some that we really like and others that we like less, and it has really less to do with their voice than you might imagine. In fact, the people we meet in life are determined to be likable or not in much the same way as we choose our favorites on these reality shows. Now, I promise you, this episode of Life's Toolbox is not about this particular reality TV show. It is about allowing your authenticity to shine through. It's about living beyond comparison. It's about living beyond some performance you feel you need to put forth for everyone to see. It's about living as the real you. The tool for today has been inspired by this show I mentioned, and also by a beautiful quote from Marianne Williamson that to me begs us to live to our fullest expression of our truth and our potential, not the facade we think is real, but to dig beyond that performance to reveal our truth instead of that mask that we show the world, and to allow our beautiful, powerful, loving, and awesome self to come forth as our beacon unto the world. Even though you have probably heard this quote before, I want to read it again. Like I said, it's from Marianne Williamson, and here's the quote. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And like I said, that's from Marianne Williamson. It's from her book, A Return to Love, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles. The first two lines of this quote are critical to living authentically, to living beyond performance. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. If our truth was that we were inadequate or unworthy, less than, or any of the other negative and illusory things that we tell ourselves, then there would be no fear when it comes to allowing our true selves to be seen. There would be no expectation of being worthy of anything. There would be nothing that we'd have to live up to. We would not have any expectation of being good enough at anything. The truth is that we truly are powerful beyond measure. And we have this little part of us, our ego, that likes to sneak in and say, whoa, now somebody's not going to like what you're about to do. You better hold back. You know, don't let them see your truth. Maybe create a mask that you can show them and they'll like that just fine. We buy into this illusion that we are not good enough because allowing our truth to shine in our ego mind sets us up to fail, to not be liked, to be less than good enough. That's in our ego mind. In truth, those things are impossible. Our light frightens us because to believe that our light is our truth means that there are no limits to what we can do. There are no limits to what we need to step out and do. There are no limits to what we can experience. To put it simply, there are no limits, period. I absolutely love the two questions that Marianne Williamson asks in this quote. Who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? And then the second one is actually, who are you not to be? If you take nothing else from this show today, I hope it is to put these questions in your heart and to remember them always. Put them on every wall in your home and your office. Your spiritual beliefs may call for the next statement to be adjusted in this quote. You know, if you find yourself being offended by God, insert whatever your higher power may be, you know, whether it's universe or higher self or whatever. Do not throw out this whole quote because of the word God here, folks, because this is a very powerful quote. For me, it's all about God and the internal relationship that I have. You are a child of God is what the quote says. Folks, you are a creation of the universe. You have access to the same universal intelligence as every other person. You are a spiritual being having an amazing human experience. How can you be anything less than brilliant, gorgeous, talented, or fabulous? You have within you the ability to shine brightly. Now, Marianne Williamson goes on to talk about playing small so that others will not feel insecure. Playing small does not serve anyone. Sure, you living fully authentic and having an absolutely amazing life may have someone's ego tell them that they are lacking, you know, that they're not living like you, so something must be wrong. But that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to fully experience life, to fully live life, and to do so authentically. When you live fully present and authentic, you will be an inspiration to others. You will invite them to look beyond the ego illusions and to seek their own truth. In living authentically large, you encourage others to do the same. And finally, the last sentence in this beautiful quote is, as we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Putting on a mask to appease someone, to make someone like you, to show someone what you think that they want to see, fools you and everybody else. Actually, it doesn't fool them too often. There is no greater gift that we can give to this world and receive back to ourselves than to show what authentic living truly can be. We cannot do it for someone else. We can only set the example and be a light that is guiding the way. To move beyond the illusion and into the truth seems to be a long and difficult journey. It seems like you're not ever going to be able to do it. What you need to remember, what you can learn here that is very, very important, is that journey takes no time and it has no distance. Allow your truth to shine through, and you can do it in this very moment. You will have to remind yourself to do it over and over and over and over again. It's a decision that you have to make. It's a choice that you have to make many, many times. But keep making it. It's worth it. Okay, so now let's tie this television show and our tool for Life's Toolbox together. In the competition, the singers actually set an example for us. To get to where they are by the time we see them on the show, they've proven that they already have beautiful, powerful, and unique voices. Yet still, some are liked better than others, and this like goes far beyond personal taste. Some singers seem to have it, and others seem to struggle. You know, so what's the difference? If they all have great voices, and they're good enough to make it onto the show, what is the difference? The difference is some sing with heartfelt devotion to the song, instead of just performing the song. Live beyond performance. Give more than the technical side. Move beyond perfection and into authenticity. You know, I saw this just the other night. There was one of the singers hit every note absolutely perfectly. It was almost effortless the way they hit it. However, there was no heart behind it. The performance, even though it was technically perfect, was simply a performance. There was no connection. Living beyond performance is why some of the most famous singers in the world, in history, do not have the most perfect voices. Now, I'm going to get some emails on this, on the, what I'm about to do here, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm about to name a couple of people who, in my opinion, do not have great voices. Yet, they are considered idols in the music world. their voices actually are not good at all, in my opinion. However, I'm not saying I don't like them. I truly do like them, and I admire them. So understand that I'm not ridiculing them here. Not in any way. These folks, well, let me just tell you about them. The two people that come to mind for me are first of all, Bob Dylan and Mick Jagger. Brilliant artist. Top of the game. Huge when it comes to success. But neither one of them, in my opinion, have a voice that would win the competition I've been talking about. You know, they couldn't win this competition, but they are extremely, extremely successful. The thing that they have that others do not is full connection to their heart when they work. Bob Dylan's heart is poured into every song he writes and sings, and it just shows through brilliantly when he sings those songs. Even if he sings a song that's not his, he has a way of putting himself into it. It's very authentic. Mick Jagger, this guy, just he lets go of every inhibition. He allows his heart to guide him in every song that he sings, whether he wrote it or not. He's done this for nearly 7 decades and is still one of the most sought-after tickets today. This guy is connecting with the song, which allows you to connect with the song, which allows you to connect with the person. He lives beyond the performance. He puts more into the performance than just notes that he sings. It is heart that people connect with more than the talent. So that's why some of the singers you see on these shows, you just fall for. You connect with them deeply. And others, not so much. But they all have great voices. It is authenticity that shows your truth. Not the masks. Not playing small. Not performing. Some of the greatest artists did not follow the so-called rules of painting or sculpting. And because of that, they created amazing pieces. People are admiring, still admire centuries later. The heart of the artist lives on even after hundreds of years since their passing. Some of the most widely read authors did not fit into the mold of a successful writer. They allowed their heart to lead them, and because of that, we connected with them. These folks live their truth and connect with their work from that heartfelt place, and they are not able to corner the market on that beautiful action. You can connect with life on a heart level as well. The reason the competition has been mentioned so much today is because it shows a great example of living beyond performance. Just like these examples I just told you, these singers transform from singers who can hit every note, who are brilliant when it comes to following a melody, into people who can sing every note perfectly from their heart. You know, even if they miss a note when they're there, when they're connected to that song, all is well. You know, they still hit the notes just like they did before, but there's a texture added, a level of feeling that wasn't there before. They still sing the same words, but they're doing it a totally different way. And the feeling that they exhibit invites us in, and we connect with that singer and that song. Folks, life is about connecting. We are in relationship with everything and everyone around us. Think about your most precious relationships. Are they based solely on what the relationship provides you, how it looks, how perfect it is? Or is it built on how you feel while you're in it? Is it built on the emotions that come from being in it? Strengthen your heart connection in all that you do and allow your authenticity to thrive. Allow the real people to be what allow you to be what people see, the authentic part of you. Now, this is not about forgetting to think, folks. I'm not telling you to lose your mind here and just follow your heart. I'm asking you to do both. This is not about running wild without thought to what you are doing or about the consequences of your action. This is about feeling and thinking. This is about connection of the whole of you with the entirety of something or someone else. The heart-mind connection is where your authenticity takes shape and manifests into life action. In one of my favorite books, this is called Wholeheartedness. It is simply fully connecting, complete relationship, if you will, between heart and mind. It is putting the heart first and let the mind be a resource. The heart truly is a tool to serve your life. The mind is a tool to serve your heart. Let your thoughts happen. Let your heart guide your way. We have gotten to the point in today's society where wholeheartedness has taken a back seat, and in many cases, it's been thrown out the window altogether. We've begun to focus more on performance and allowed it to become greater than our authenticity. We have created a thought set that tells us it's all about the appearance. It's all about what people see. It's not about our truth anymore. You know, look at the way our society, how we live as a society. We're led to purchase huge houses when a small efficiency would do just as well. Okay, maybe you want a yard. A 1,000 square foot house might serve you just as well as a 15,000 square foot house, but it's all about the look. $1,000 watches somehow have become more necessary than a $20 watch that tells time just as well. The watch makes the man is a statement that I hear often and absolutely detest. A $75,000 car still has to obey the same speed and traffic laws as a $20,000 car. And if they both run, they both get you to where you're going. You know, I'm not saying not to go out and get those expensive brands. Not at all. If you can do it, great. I am saying, however, that if your reason for having one of the more expensive things is to show your worth, try again. If you are trying to make yourself feel better about you by buying these things, try again. Your authenticity, your truth, is all that will show your worth to yourself or anyone else. No matter how great a facade you build, it will be seen through at some point, and usually that happens pretty quickly. The problem with these facades is that they are seen through by others, and we end up having to go back to the drawing board and starting over. If we would present our authentic self from the beginning, we have no reason to reinvent, remake, or redo ever. And if you didn't start with your authentic self from the beginning, start a new beginning now. We are absolutely perfect just as we are, and we can grow and evolve authentically every single moment of every single day. Allow your heart, your truth, and your authenticity to show your incredible value. Allow your authenticity to guide you, and when you do, it will speak volumes. Live beyond the performance. Live authentically. Folks, I want to thank you so much for listening in today. I would like to invite you to follow the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, where you will find daily affirmations to help brighten your day. You're going to find links to this show and some of the archive shows as well, and lots of other goodies. We do post all kinds of great affirmations, all kinds of quotes, all kinds of little pictures. We have all kinds of stuff for you there. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about my coaching programs, the corporate workshops, team development events, seminars, and other works. I also teach personal growth seminars and spiritually based classes and workshops that you may find interesting. You can find information on those by visiting www.divineconnect.org. Now, here's something new. I kind of mentioned it just a little bit last week. My new book is almost out. It's called Discovering the Divine Within. It's available now if you go to createspace.com. Here in a few days, it's going to be available at amazon.com. And very soon, you'll be able to pick it up at any retailer. Or not pick it up there, but you can order it through any retailer that you frequent. The book can also be found on my websites, and the information on ordering all of that will be there as well. The book is a collection of essays, meditations, and affirmations that allow you to more fully realize the truth of the divine presence within you. That is always within you. It has been an absolute joy writing this book and compiling it, and I would love to share it with you. And like I said, I will be posting links to places you can order your copy on different social media sites and websites. So please follow along and stay tuned in so that you can order at least a copy for you and then maybe a couple more for friends and even a few more for family. The book is getting some great response, and I know that you're going to like it. So stay tuned, and you'll find out more about how to order that. My deepest gratitude, as always, goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. Folks, if you don't listen to any other shows on this station, I encourage you to please do so. There are some great, great shows here. Find some that you like. Find some that speak to your heart, and then share these shows with your friends. And in doing that, you truly will be spreading positivity throughout the world. Also, thanks to Dylan for producing the show. He does an amazing job here, as always, keeping me in line and on track. Check out Empower's new app, which allows you even more ways to listen and connect. Until next week, folks, remember, live beyond performance. Live authentically. Love and peace.